大家一起低头默祷。阿们。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上的聚会，请我们一起唱诗第一首，唱诗第一首。当我们在面对我们的生活，面对我们的信仰，我们常常需要有智慧。我们感谢神他常常将面对生活面对信仰的智慧来赏赐给我们。我们也愿他继续不断的将生活上信仰上的智慧来赏赐给我们。也愿他借着我们的祷告我们的查经，我们的聚会，不断的将智慧来赏赐给我们。我们在聚会前，我们一起同心跪下来感谢祷告，求主耶稣带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。我们一起祷告。在民数记里头记载一个巴兰先知。
In Book of Numbers, there was a prophet called Balaam.
有一次他从高的地方来看这些以色列百姓。
Once he oversee the Israelites from a high ground.
神的灵感动他说这是分别出来独居的民。
And God touched him and he said, this people are to be separated.
圣经里头常常用拣选这个字眼来描写神的百姓。
In the Bible, the word chosen is often mentioned to describe the God's people.
无论是在旧约或是在新约这个字眼都是常常出现，而且非常的重要。
In both OT and New Testament, this word appears a lot.
保罗甚至说我们是在创世之前就蒙主耶稣的拣选。
Paul even mentioned that we were chosen before the world was created.
所以拣选是一个恩典。
And being chosen by God is a grace.
那另外我们就要努力的去过着一个 成圣啊圣洁的生活。
So we should live a holy life.
啊，这个就是我们的责任。
This is our duty, our responsibility.
哦，所以被分别出来啊，这是神的恩给我们的恩典。
Being separate out and being chosen is a grace that God has given us.
好，那努力的去过着一个成圣的生活啊，这个是我们的责任。
While striving to live a holy life is our responsibility.
那所以在利未记里头就记载着很多有关成圣的这个啊规定。
In the book of Leviticus, there is a lot of laws about holiness.
啊，从他们的饮食啊，一直到日常的生活。
From food to daily life.
怎样来遵守？才是圣洁的。
There's regulations about holiness.
我们请看利未记十一章。
Let's turn to Book of Leviticus, chapter 11.
利未记十一章四十四节。
Book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 44. Chapter 11, 44. For I am the Lord your God.You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defy yourselves with any creeping things that creeps on the earth.
好，为什么神要我们过着成圣的生活呢？
How come God wants us to live a holy life?
因为神说他是圣洁的神。
Because God declared that he is holy.
当我们被拣选，我们就属于他。
When we are chosen by Him, we belong to Him.
所以我们就需要去过着一个圣洁的生活。
Therefore, we should live a holy life.
所以信仰它不是只有一个理，不是只是理论。
Our faith is not just a theory.
它还包括着我们很实际的生活。
It have many life applications.
所以我们生活的每一个层面都可以来表现出我们的信仰。
Every aspect of our life can show our faith.
所以我们生活的每一个层面，我们都应该来表现出圣洁的生活。
And therefore, we should show holiness in every aspect of our life.
我们过去谈过神要以色列人做这个献祭的事情。
Previously, we talked about, God wanting Israelites to sacrifice to Him.
他们要用洁净的这些动物来做献祭。
The Israelites must choose the animals without fat, without blemish. Use clean animals for sacrifice.
那所以在他们的生活当中，他们所吃的也是要吃洁净的东西。
And in their life, they have to eat clean food.
就是他们的信仰也实践在他们的生活当中。
Their faith is in every aspect of their life.
所以在出埃及记十九章，这个神对百姓说，他们要成为圣洁的国度。
And in Exodus chapter 9, God told the Israelites that they will become a holy nation.
到彼得前书第二章彼得他也说到我们是圣洁的国民。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter also mentioned that we are the citizen of a holy nation.
所以整个信仰它不但是学习道理，而且是在实行道理。
Our life of faith is not just learning about the truth, but to live out the truth.
所以无论是在教会里头，是在家里，我们都是在将所学习的实行出来。
Doesn't matter at home or at church, we're living out what we learned.
在学校里头，在工作的场所，我们也是在行道。
In school and in work, we're also practicing the truth.
所以理论跟实际它是一体的。
And the theory and the application should be one.
被拣选的人就是圣洁的种类。
The chosen are the holy.
那圣洁的种类，他就生活出圣洁的生活。
And the holy must live out a holy life.
所以圣经里头也提到说，这个就是所谓的生命之道。
That's what the Bible mentioned. That's why Bible mentioned about the
words of life.
The words of life.
我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Do all things without complaining and disputing.
15节,
verse 15. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. 16. Holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labor in vain.
主耶稣的福音啊，就是生命之道。
The words of Christ is the way of life.
当我们接受洗礼，我们罪得到洁净。
When we receive baptism, our sins are cleansed.
我们成为天上的国民。
We become the citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
那我们就在生活当中就将这个生命的道把它表现出来。
And in our life, we should show others that this way of life.
将神儿女的这个特质、这个特性把它表明出来。
And we should show others the essence of what it's like to be God's children.
我们总是生活在弯曲悖谬的世代里头。
We live in a crooked generation.
但是我们却能够持守着神给我们过圣洁生活的原则。
However, we can hold on to the principles that allow us to live a holy life.
所以保罗说，我们就好像明光照耀一样。
That's why Paul said that we are the light of the world.
所以就是啊，所以我们将这个信仰表明在这个生活里头。
And this is how we can blend our faith within our lives.
无论是在旧约时代，在新约时代，都是这个样子。
It doesn't matter. It's in Old Testament or in New Testament.
这就是为什么但以理他在巴比伦的王宫里头，他必须要去坚持，他不吃王室给他们的饮食跟饮料。
That is why Daniel have to hold on to his principle of not eating the food, worship the idol.
所以在立位记十一章里头就提到了一些有关这个吃的一些规定。
And also in the book of Leviticus, it mentioned about regulations on food.
那有些人的查考啊，觉得说这个跟人的这个卫生健康有关系。
And some people did some research.And said that this is related to our health.
所以今天也有很多的人在主张着说要回归到圣经的这种吃法。
And some people said that we should return to this way of this regulation of eating things.
那事实上这个只是一种的参考。
However, we can only use this as a reference.
主要的是让我们知道说神他照顾这个以色列百姓的。生活
We can only say that God really take care of the daily needs of the Israelites.
我们知道神爱我们是爱我们的所有。
We know that when God loves us, He loves every aspect of us.
就好像今天主耶稣爱我们，不但爱我们的灵命，也爱我们这个肉体的生命。
Just like Jesus loves us, He not love.Only our spirit, but also our flesh.
请看《生命记》第七章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记第七章十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Chapter 7, verse 15. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known.But we'll lay them on all those who hate you.
这是神对以色列百姓的应许。
This is a promise from God to the Israelites.
如果他们能够遵守神的教训神要保守他们，祝福他们。
If the Israelites were able to hold on God's commandments, this is what God is going to bless them with.
让他们在生活当中有好的收成。
They will have good harvest in their lives.
也包括着看顾他们身体的健康。
And this blessing also includes taking care of their health.
我们知道疾病有时候跟很多的时候跟所吃的东西会有关系。
We know that sickness is often related with our what we eat.
所以这个神规定他们什么是洁净的，是可以吃的，这个跟照顾他们是有关系的。
And when God regulate what they can or cannot eat, it's related with their health.
那我们知道，我们今天已经不再受限于过去的这些饮食的条例。
We know today we are not bound by the old regulations regarding food.
但是那个好的原则、好的精神，我们还是要把握住。
But we should still hold on to the good principles.
就是我们也要尽我们的本分，尽我们的责任，来照顾好我们自己的这个身体。
Which is we should try our best to take care of our own body.
所以这个使徒约翰他在对该犹祝福的时候就是包括着这个属灵跟属肉两个层面。
So when Apostle John blessed
it. 我们请看一下约翰三书。
Let's turn to Third John.
约翰三书的第二节。
Third John verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good, be in health, just as you are so prosperous.
这是保罗对第一节提到是这个做长老的该由对该由的祝福包括他的灵性包括他的这个肉体。
This is a blessing to Gaius, which included his spiritual life and his physical life.
今天我们常常在常常强调着我们要这个看重我们的这个灵性。
We emphasize on spirituality a lot today.
但是事实上，我们的这个身体我们这个肉体我们也是要尽责任的去看顾好。
However, we should also take care of our physical body as well.
当然这个血肉之体是暂时的。
Even though this flesh is only temporary.
但是当我们被主耶稣救赎之后他却也站着一个，他却也有着很重要的这个功用。
But after we receive the salvation, this flesh still have some use.
因为这个血肉之体不再成为罪的工具。
Because our flesh is not a tool for sin anymore.
我们这个血肉之体要成为义的工具。
However, to be a tool of righteousness.
所以保罗说，这个我们的身体是这个圣灵的殿。
That is why Paul said that our body is a temple of Holy Spirit.
为什么圣灵要可以内住在我们这个血肉之体里头？
And how come Holy Spirit can live and dwell in this body of ours?
保罗说，因为我们是重价所买来的。
Because Paul mentioned that we are bought with a great price.
所以用我们的身体来荣耀天上的神。
And with our body, we can glorify God.
所以如何来荣耀天上的神，就是用这个血肉之体。
And through this flesh, we can truly glorify the Father in heaven.
就是人能够看见的这个血肉之体，它到底过着怎样的生活。
And other people can see what we do with this flesh.
所以呢，我们既然这个血肉之体有这样的功用，所以我们要好好的去爱惜。
Since this flesh of ours have this function, we should cherish it.
那能够有好的健康，我们也能够更多的来多做主的工作。
And we can bear a lot of fruit if we have good health.
立位记里头的这一些规定也是我们生活态度的一个培养。
In Leviticus, these regulations are also something that we can, our attitude can learn.
Cultivate our.
We can cultivate our attitude through these.
我们人是生活在这个物质界里头。
We live in this physical boundary.
哦，这个物质对我们很重要。
This physical world has some importance to us.
哦，所以神他也是将这些万物来赏赐给我们。
And God gave us everything He created.
所以在祷告文里头，我们甚至可以祈求说，啊，赐给我们日用的饮食。
And in Lord's Prayer, we mention that, please give us our daily bread.
啊，但是这个物质啊，也可以成为我们信仰的一个障碍啊，一个绊脚石。
And the physical aspect can also become a stumbling block in our faith.
哦，所以物质的本身它是中性的。
So the physical things in life are neutral.
哦，那重要的是我们对物质的态度。
The important thing is what attitude we have towards them.
哦，所以当时神对以色列人他会有这些的规定。
Therefore, the God gave some regulation to the Israelites.
哦，让他们能够不因为这个物质来得罪神。
So they would not sin against God because of these physical things.
哦，那今天对我们来讲也是这样的原则。
And we should hold on to the same principle today.
哦，物质是我们肉体活着所必须的。
Physical things and the material life is something that sustains our life.
哦，所以它是一个我们活着的手段，但是不是目的。
It's a means to our life, but not the purpose of life.
哦，所以我们对物质要有一个对的态度。
So we should have a right attitude.
哦，所以在马太福音第四章里头，这个魔撒旦啊，他来试探主耶稣。
And in Matthew chapter 4, Satan tempted Jesus.
他说，你如果是神的儿子，你把这个石头变成饼。
Satan said, if you are truly the son of God, turn these stones into bread.
因为主耶稣他已经禁食40天，他的肚子一定是饿了。
Because Jesus had just fasted for 40 days, and he was really hungry.
我们请看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章第四节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以主耶稣回答说，人活着不是单靠食物。
This is what Jesus answered. Man shall not live by bread alone.
这个就是我们对物质的一个应该有的一个态度。
This is the attitude we should hold towards the material.
哦，所以在马太福音第六章啊，主耶稣再进一步的讲说，我们要先求神的国跟神的义。
And in Matthew chapter 6, it further talk about we should seek God's righteousness and His kingdom.
哦，在旧约时代，对吃的东西有很严啊，有很明确的一些规定。
In the Old Testament, there are strict regulations for what you can eat or cannot eat.
那对我们今天来讲，就是我们要懂得去，就面对物质这一个层面啊，我们要懂得去依靠神。
And regarding material, we should rely on God.
好，我们相信他，他会啊赏赐给我们，养活我们。
We should believe that God will sustain us.
照着主耶稣的应许说，你们先求神的国、神的义，你们所没有祈求的这些也要赐给你们。
Because just like what Jesus said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be given to you.
哦，这个就让我们跟一般的世人来分别哦，有所分别。
This is something we can separate from the rest of the world.
啊，因为主耶稣在前面说。啊，一般的世人他们所忧虑的就是要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Yes, previously Jesus mentioned that the rest of the world worry about what to wear, what to eat, and what to drink.
啊，今天我们不让这个物质啊成为我们也是一样，不让这个物质啊来阻碍我们的信仰啊，甚至成为我们这个得罪神的一个原因。
So today we should not let the materials become the stumbling block. In our lives.
今天 很多人过着犯罪的生活，常常是跟物质有关系。
Many people live a sinful life is related, is because of the material.
并不是说我们基督徒就不需要物质。
It is not that the Christians do not need material life.
而是我们对物质有一个对的态度。
It is because we have a right attitude towards the material.
我们对这些物质，我们能够有所选择，我们的生活是有节制的。
And we can choose what material is good for us, and we should have self-control.
我们不会因为这些物质而来这个犯罪得罪神。
We will not sin because of these materials.
所以我们也是跟一般人的一样，生活在需要吃、需要喝的这种现实的生活里头。
Like everyone else, we must eat and drink.
但是很多的人在吃喝当中是过着犯罪的生活。
But even eating and drinking, someone can live a sinful life.
这个吃喝啊，代表着生活里头的生活里头的种种一切。
And eating and drinking included all the aspects of our daily life.
但是我们也是吃也是喝，但是我们却是过着荣耀神的生活。
We eat and we drink, but we glorify God.
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whether you go, or whatever you go, do all to the glory of God.
那为什么同样吃喝会有这样的不一样呢？
How come there's such a big difference when we talk about eating and drinking?
很多人在物质里头过着得罪神的生活。
Many live a sinful life through eating and drinking.
那我们同样在吃喝当中，我们却是过着，我们却是在荣耀神。
But we glorify God through eating and drinking.
这当中就有一个很重要的事情，就是节制。
One of the main element is self-control.
什么是对能够造就自己又造就别人？
What can we do to edify ourselves and edify others?
这个就是有节制才能够有这样的一个效果出来。
Having self-control will yield this fruit.
我们在吃在喝当中我们是来造就，是要来造就别人。
As we eat and drink, our purpose should be to edify others.
在吃在喝当中，我们想到别人的益处。
And we should think about.How can we benefit others with eating and drinking?
请我们再翻回利未记的十一章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记的十一章从第一节到十二节啊，是在谈到这个有关动物啊，哪一些是洁净的。哪一些是不洁净的。
From verse 1 to 12, talk about the clean and the unclean animals.
我们请看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
第三节，环体分两半，盗掘的走兽，你们都可以吃。
Here it mentioned, among the animals, whatever divides the hoof, having cloven hooves and chewing cud, that you may eat.
今天我们不再守这样子这些的条例。
Although we do not follow these regulations.
所以我们引申它的意思让我们有一些生活上的这种属灵的教训。
But we can get some spiritual teachings from these verses.
在这一节里头提到两件事情。
There are two things mentioned in this verse.
说可以。这个洁净的动物呢是荤，这个蹄有荤蹄，然后又倒洁的。
And these two things are dividing hoof and chewing the cud.
就是说我们一个基督徒啊，我们要过着有所分别的生活。
And which means we should live a separate life from the world.
就是跟罪恶啊，要是分开的。
Which means we should be separate from sin.
我们请看出埃及记二十三章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 23.
出埃及记二十三章第一节。
Exodus chapter 23 verse 1. You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked.
第二节。
To be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute, so as to turn aside after many pervert justice.
第三节。
You shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute.
在这里连续说到几件不可以啊，不可以去做的事情。
These three verses mention something that the Israelites shall not do.
所以我们一个神的百姓啊，我们不要跟别人一样啊，去行恶。
So as the children of God, we shall not do evil like others.
那这个洁净的动物啊，它会盗掘。
And back to the Leviticus, the clean animal will chewing the cud.
就是这些动物啊，它很快的把啊，比如说牛啊，很快的把草吃进去。
For example, the cow quickly eats the grass.
啊，然后呢，它又会把它吐出来啊，再慢慢的咬，然后再吞进去。
But it spill out the grass and chew it again, and then swallow back in.
哦，这样子慢慢的把这个草啊分解了啊，能够才来吸哦这个吸收草里头的养分。
And through this, the cow can slowly digest the grass and get the nutrition from it.
今天我们在领受神的道理啊，我们常常也用吃这样的啊这样的描述。
When we learn God's words, we often use the analogy of chewing on God's word.
啊，我们在领受属灵的粮食。
We partake the spiritual food.
啊，那我们也常常在强调的说，当我们领受了神的话，啊，我们要再反复的去思想。
And we often mention that when we partake God's words, we should meditate on it.
啊，请看诗篇第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law, he meditates day and night.
第三节。
Verse 3. He shall be like a tree.Planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
因为我们喜爱神的话语啊，所以我们会去领受。
Because we delight in God's words, we will partake it.
啊，那不但领受，而且这里作诗的人说，我们又昼夜的去思想。
And the psalmist talk about not only we partake the word, but we meditate it day and night.
在思想的当中，圣灵在我们里头来运行。
As we meditate the God's words, Holy Spirit can work through us.
这就成为我们的力量。
This becomes our strength.
这就会成为我们的智慧。
This becomes our wisdom.
这就帮助我们来面对生活，面对信仰。
This help us to face life and to live a life of faith.
所以这个第二节说这样子做是一个有福气的人。
And verse 2 mentioned that whoever does this is a blessed man.
那第三节就说为什么呢？因为啊，这样子会让我们的生命是活泼的，是丰盛的。
And verse 3 talks about we can live a lively life.
那丰盛的生命就会有结果子的表现。
And a lively life will bear a lot of fruit.
请我们再看回利未记十一章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 11.
Leviticus chapter 11,
verse 9. These you may not eat of all that are in the water. Whatever in the water has fins and scales.
在这里讲到这个水里头的这个啊水族啊，能够啊洁净的呢啊，这里说到是有刺还有鳞的。
This is what the Israelites can eat in the water, which is having fins and scales.
哦，这个 fin 这个刺啊，跟这个调节方向会有关系。
Fins is related with direction.
哦，这告诉我们呢、啊，我们在这个信仰生活里头啊，我们要这个把握住，确定我们的方向。
This symbolizes that we should have a direction in our faith.
在这个生活当中有很多的流行，很多的潮流。
There are many currents in our society today.
哦，无论是宗教上的，是这个思想上的，我们要抓住，我们不要受影响。
Doesn't matter if it's religion or philosophical trends.
哦，或者是一些生活习惯这些流行，我们。我们不要任意受，很容易的受影响。
And also the popular culture, we should not be easily influenced by these.
请看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1. Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
这里说恐怕我们随流失去了。
Here talk about lest we drift away.
一个没有原则、没有方向的，很容易就会被潮流所冲走。
If you have no principles nor direction, you're very easily being washed away.
那什么是我们的原则？什么是我们的方向呢
？What's our principle and direction?
就是我们所听见、所学习的道理。
It is the words we hear and we learn.
这样子我们才能够朝着这个天国的目标不断的在前进。
And we can aim our goal towards the heavenly kingdom.
这个潮流有时候是很猛烈的。
Sometimes the current is strong.
今天我们真的是很容易的暴露在这整个社会的这个大环境里头。
Sometimes we are vulnerable in this big society.
有意无意的很多的资讯、很多的信息，就是进到我们里头来。
Consciously or subconsciously, many information enters our heart.
所以我们一定要确定像这里所说的，更加努力的来看重我们所领受的道理。
So here it talk about we must.Give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard.
我们要常常祈求圣灵来帮助我们。
We should often pray for Holy Spirit to help us.
这个鱼不但有刺，而且要有鳞。
The fish not only have to have the fins, but also scales.
我们在信仰在这个奔跑天国路上我们要常常留意着、保护着我们属灵的生命。
Because on this spiritual journey, we must protect our spiritual life, spirituality.
信仰的道路是也会充满着许多的这些危险。
The journey of faith is full of danger.
所以我们照主耶稣所说的，说要警醒祷告，免得我们入了迷惑。
Just like what Jesus said, be sober and pray, lest you.
进入迷惑。
Lest you be confused.
或者说 temptation.
Lest you be tempted.
所以祷告是一个很重要的保护我们自己的一个方法。
Prayer is the best shield for us.
祷告帮助我们来不受这个世界不好的 不好的潮流的这个污染。
Through prayer, we can protect ourselves from the bad currents of the society.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章是主耶稣为门徒的祷告。
Here, Jesus prayed for his disciples.
十七章十七节。
Chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
这里说，主耶稣说，用这个真理啊，来让门徒成圣。
Here, Jesus talk about sanctify the disciples by his truth.
哦，那神的教训就是真理。
And the word of God is the truth.
哦，所以祷告以及神的这个神的道理，这个可以来保护我们，保护我们的灵命。
Through prayer and through God's words, they can shield our life.
那我们能够保护自己，我们才能够进一步的来为主做美好的见证。
We first have to protect our spirituality before we can testify for God.
所以我们不但被主耶稣把我们拣选分别出来，我们还要去过着一个圣洁的生活。
When Jesus Christ chose us out of the world, we have to live a holy life.
这样这个信仰才是真实的，才是完整的。
That way the faith is complete and true.
最后请看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Therefore, come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
18节.
Verse 18. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
这里就告诉我们说，从他们中间出来。
Here it clearly mentioned that we should be separate from them.
在旧约时代啊，他们在饮食上是跟一般的这个非犹太人啊，他们的这个吃的是不一样的。
And from Old Testament times, the Jews eat different things from the Gentiles.
那对我们今天来讲是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to us today?
有时候我们常常会想说，为什么不能够听这个？为什么不能够看那个？
Many often we struggle and say to ourselves, why can't we hear this or why can't I read that?
那我们去想旧约时代，他们为什么不可以吃这个，不可以吃那个？
And we should think first why there are regulations for food in the Old Testament.
这样我们就可以把它连接起来，我们就可以想得通。
When we make this connection, we can understand.
当时他们不吃是为了不让自己玷污。
At Old Testament times, they do not eat because they do not want to defile themselves.
今天我们不做这个，不听这个，或者不看那个，也是一样的，不让我们被玷污了。
Same thing today. We do not hear this or read that is because we do not want to defile ourselves.
或许别人就因为这样不能够接纳我们，但是呢，我们要紧的是被神来接纳。
Others may not accept us, but the important thing is that God accepts us.
我们要紧的是我们要真的成为神的儿女。
The most important thing is that we should truly become God's children.
所以十八节啊，神就说，如果这样子做，我就做你们的父，你们就做我的儿女。
And verse 18, it says, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters.
所以我们感谢主耶稣的拣选，他将我们分别出来。
We should thank God for choosing us.
求他继续，他也是给我们力量，让我们能够这个过着成圣的生活。
And we should pray for strength so we can live our holy life.
唱诗236首。
Let's sing hymn 236.
主耶稣已经指明啊，会让我们的心灵污秽的啊，那个是更啊是更严重的、更可怕的。
Jesus pointed out that whatever defiles the spirit is we should be scared of them.
哦，那个是真的会污秽了我们的全身。
Those truly defile our whole body.
哦，那我们现在就是面对着啊这样的一个啊这样的一个世代、这样的一个挑战。
And we live in such generation, and we are faced with such challenge.
哦，常常不是物质上食物的问题，而是那个进到内心里头的哦那一些污秽。
We probably do not have problem with food, but with the things that enter our heart.
哦，所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们，保守我们。
And we pray to God that to help us and strengthen us.
哦，在这个充满着心灵污染的这个世代里头，能够让我们的心灵不受污染。
And in this polluted world, let our heart not be polluted.
我们祷告的时候，也请继续为我们十月初的灵恩布道会代祷。
We should pray for our spiritual convocation in the beginning of October.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.